The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots fighting for fairness for all. They're not even fit to hold office.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Tuesday, 13 October 2020. And what a different day it is when, well, stuff starts to leak out. And this is a side note going into this segment, because it is going to be bombastic. Now, has anybody been watching the hearings here with the Amy Comey Barrett? What? Comey? What did I say? No, it's not Coney. It's Comey. Look it up. I'm starting out an argument with my board op today. This is wonderful. This is not how I wanted to start Tuesday. Look it up and then tell me what it is. It's not like Coney Island dog, it's Comey. Okay, all right, read me what it says. Come on, come on. Don't answer the damn phone. I'm in the middle of a radio program waiting for your answer, you interrupter. I'm waiting for you. You can wait till hell freezes over for your browser. Okay, well, you let me know what it is. Can I get on with the program now? You're still talking. You know, you're the guy that can't chew bubblegum and talk at the same time, so hush and look it up. Everybody thinks I'm mean to Mike. Am I mean to you, Mike? No, they couldn't hear that. Are you going to look it up on Google? Oh, can we get on with this? Now you're gonna make me open it up? You're gonna make me open up the caller page since you've stalled and there's okay, Amy Coney Barrett. That's like a Coney dog, right? Yeah, Coney Island. There we go. You happy now? Good. At any rate, if anybody's been watching the confirmation hearings on Amy Barrett, today's tact was totally different. Yesterday, it was opening statements, and Trump, again, was the spawn of the devil. And Amy Klobuchar got up there, and I made the comment that she usually shakes in place, but by the time she got done, it was stringing all the disproven lies end to end and spitting those out. Steve Elkins is telling me it's Coney. Okay, guys. All right, stop. Just stop. Jeez. Coronavirus. How's that? Aren't you going to tell me it's Corona?
Oh, Lord, let me alone. I'm trying to do a show today.
At any rate, the tack today was totally different. Like some kind of, I don't know, peaceful, I don't know how to describe this. A sea of calm has swept over Washington, D.C., and I'm sitting there and I'm watching this morning, and I'm going, why the difference? They're at the Democrats that grilled her yesterday and were raucous, was respectful today. She was very clear in her answers, telling them, I'm not going to speculate on cases in front of you guys because that's not how you do it. And she instructed them as to the duties and how things are supposed to be going with a Supreme Court judge, at any rate. But it was the tone of the hearings completely changed. And I was looking at this and going, wait a minute here. Is this the way for the Democrats to suck up against the deep state? Or I'm sorry, against Donald Trump? Because they know he's going to win? There was a poll that came over that I saw. The guy that predicted, I'll have to pull it up before the end of the program today to get all the particulars. But these people have been looking at presidential elections for years, and they've gotten everyone right. I mean, every one of them. And they're looking at the Trump-Biden election here. They're going, yeah, Donald Trump has got this 90%. I'm sorry? Oh, you're on the phone to a caller. Never mind. So I'm looking at this, and I'm going, what has changed? Well, this could be what changed. And this comes from Gary Franchi. Now, Gary has gone political. He does a YouTube channel, and he monetizes it. And he gets an income off of that, and I understand that. I knew Gary when he was hiding out literally in his grandmother's basement binge-watching Alex Jones, and I'd never met a more skittish, scared person in all my life. Well, time and maturity has a way of, well, just grabbing a hold of you in this life. In order to survive, you have to become calmer and more logical, of which Gary has done. His next news broadcast, he's getting information out. Well, today, the information took a dark turn. I'm going to play this for you. Whistleblower drops hard evidence. Biden, Obama, Hillary executed SEAL Team 6, and they have the audio proof. Now let me remind you here about SEAL Team 6 and what went down. Now, it went down in an Army Chinook over the Tangi Valley in Afghanistan. 38 occupants inside that Chinook were some of the most highly trained and battle-seasoned fighters in U.S. military, including 15 commandos from the Navy SEAL Team 6, the unit that 3 months earlier had killed Osama bin Laden. Now, you and I both knew that was total bunk. Because Mr. Osama, my kidneys have just fallen out of my backside, was dead by October, November of what year? Long before this supposed raid that killed Osama bin Laden and his two boys. We knew he was already dead. He was an asset of the CIA. How do you think he got that sat phone? And of course, to keep this ruse going, Osama bin Laden kept showing up, and, well, the CIA kept turning up these videos of Osama bin Laden, but they were all a fake. Now, the CIA either thinks you're stupid or they're just commanded, you got to put out some kind of story. Okay, we'll run with this one. We don't care because there's nobody that's going to touch us anyhow because we'll just kill them kind of attitude. Well, this comes out. And I urge you to listen to this closely. Somebody didn't ask me earlier, well, why did what next, you know, did one America News Network pick this up? No, they're not going to pick this up. No more than Fox News is going to pick it up, or MSNBC or NBC or ABC or CBS or any one of these other hacks. Because this is the thing that makes people go away permanently. Take a listen.
My friends, we have a bombshell news report, a whistleblower, a CIA whistleblower, dropping hard evidence that implicates Biden, Obama, Hillary, Brennan, that they actually executed SEAL Team 6 and covered it up, and there is audio, video, and documentary proof. Now, before I get into this, if you're new here, go ahead and tap that red button down below to subscribe, then hit that notification bell so you're the first to know when the latest news breaks. Now, Anna Kate, she'll be joining me in just a moment. She tweeted out yesterday, and now the story is going viral across the web. She said, breaking, Alan Harrow Perot, CIA whistleblower, tells Charles Woods, the father of Tyrone Woods, who was killed in Benghazi, that Obama and Biden sent $152 billion as a cover-up for the deaths of SEAL Team 6. Allen said all of the proof will come out, documents and audio. Now, I'm going to play you the video that's attached here, okay, video of the whistleblower's own words. But first, let's get some background. Kerry Donovan from DJHJ Media reports that the full interview of the CIA whistleblower interviewed by Charles Woods and Nicholas Noe surfaced on Sunday, where the three talk about the blackmail extortion of $152 billion U.S. dollars sent to Iran to cover up the deaths of SEAL Team 6 by the Obama administration. Perot has extensive experience with the intelligence community, and he's planning on releasing the documents this week, and what he said are going to uncover numerous crime sprees. Now, I personally have confirmation that the whistleblower evidence is now in the hands of a member of Congress with the means to take action. And Perot said, of the evidence, a heavy price has been paid for what we are uncovering, and millions of people want to see the truth has to come out. Yes, the truth has to come out. Let's take a look now at the whistleblower before we get to Anna. We'll be right back with Anna after this.
You'd think you'd know not to lie about something so obvious. He said it was a Muslim burial at sea. Nonsense. And so this big lie that you see, they, Biden, Hillary, and Clinton worked this agreement with Iran. They trusted Iran to move bin Laden to Pakistan. He did. He was there. But then they trusted Iran to keep him there. They moved him out back to Iran. And then the communication from Iran to Obama was, hey, we got your neck in a noose. Give us all this money, $152 billion. $2 billion on an airplane pallet was paid out for the secrets I wish to reveal now and to the president under the terms of misprision and treason. That is to say, this is a secret. These are secrets worth $152 billion paid by President Obama. And Vice President Biden paid with the blood of SEAL Team 6 when he had them killed.
It says blackmail and extortion then.
Blackmail and extortion. Yeah, Iran commandeered.
We have the documents to prove this.
Yes.
Now,
Iran. Yes, sir.
I was going to ask you, if you have those documents, are you willing to personally deliver those to President Trump if he were to provide the transportation and the guarantee of safety for you to do that?
Well, I'm not concerned about safety. There's always an invisible hand that protects us, and we're on the winning team. America's on the winning team.
Not one sparrow falls to the ground outside of God's will.
Yes. It would be my pleasure and my honor to bring this material to President Trump. There's a massive amount, terabytes, documents, video, audio. It needs to go to the president.
I will do everything that I can to get this video.
And now joining me is Anna Kate. Anna has personally seen and heard the evidence firsthand. She was there when the information was transferred to a person of influence in the United States government. Anna, break this all down for us. This is huge news. What are the implications for Obama, Hillary, Brennan? What did you hear on those audio recordings?
First of all, thank you, Gary, for having me on. I want to say this is the most explosive information that Americans and the entire world will ever hear. I have to say these men are heroes. Alan, Charles, Nick, they are American heroes. It's an honor to even be a part of this. This, I was not expecting this at all. I was attending American Priority Conference in Florida, where Trump Doral, and they were the last ones to speak. Save the last, best for last, because shockingly, they gave this presentation, dropped this Benghazi bombshell on all of our heads, and we're all wondering what in the world just happened. I came up to honor these wonderful men. They're Christian men. They're spirit-filled men. As a Christian, I wanted to honor them as American patriots and heroes. And they basically said, "Hey, we need someone to help release this right now. Would you help us?" And so I jumped on the bandwagon. We got to my room right away, put the stuff out there. They showed me a lot of the documents. I heard the audios. I heard even more audios this morning. Gary, it is explosive. The audios that they have, I can't mention some of the names, but I'll tell you the biggest names in intelligence, the biggest names in the Obama administration, Brennan, Clinton. There's so much. It ties into Joe Biden. There is so much here. What this administration has done is absolute treason. Now, we all know, and not all of us actually in America are aware, that something was wrong with Benghazi. Okay, there were red flags there, and there was big red flags with SEAL Team 6 who took out Osama bin Laden. It was interesting timing right before Obama's reelection how this you know, bin Laden raid happened. But turns out that all of these stories, they're all linked together. This is the best kept secret in this country until now. It is time to come forward, and I'm so blessed that this man, Alan, who has an extensive history in the Middle East, over 20 years working intelligence in the Middle East, who, you know, regrets some of the things that he has done, but has come forward as a Christian saying it's time to release this information. He has thousands of files, thousands of documents that are in the hands of these whistleblowers. So it's a team effort, and a lot of media sources have this information. As you have said, a congressperson has received this disc last night. I was there. It happened right in front of me. We're about to see some explosive things surface. I'll tell you a little quick preview of what it's about. Obviously, you have Nick Noe, who is a Benghazi whistleblower, who reached out to Charles Woods after his son died in Benghazi. He was a sniper up on the roof in Benghazi. His father, Charles Woods, never knew what happened to Tyrone Woods. He was lied to by the Obama administration, telling them that they have done everything that they could to protect those men, which was a bold-faced lie. They did not. Charles Woods explains it in his presentation, which is up on my YouTube if you want to see the entire presentation. He explained what he, you know, Obama wrote him a three-sentence letter, Gary, a three-sentence letter completely lying to him. And what happened was, after Charles went on different interviews and it went viral, there were intelligence people that reached out to Charles and said, "That is not what happened. You were lied to. This is what happened." Benghazi, Hillary Clinton and the Obama administration, they were sending weapons, stinger missiles from Libya to Syria, and it was going through Benghazi. And they allowed all those men to be taken out because of what they knew. And he also found out, in addition to that, which is insane, he found out more information about the SEAL Team 6 with Osama bin Laden, which is what is all of this is coming out. It's all right, connected together.
So from what I've been able to gather so far, you know, listening to the whistleblower himself, looking over the different articles that have already been published, and conversations with people, with yourself, other sources, what I'm able to gather here is that the entire operation to take out Osama bin Laden was orchestrated with Hillary Clinton. So Hillary Clinton goes off. She sends out SEAL Team 6. They don't tell Obama. They say, Obama, you're going to have to deal with this, because they've been hiding Osama bin Laden in Iran. And apparently, I mean, even CBS News punted a story.
And Iran knew about it.
And Iran knew about it. They were hiding him there. Back in 2010, CBS News punted a story because they thought it would be harmful to Barack Obama. So it was actually known, but they dropped the ball. So what ends up happening is you have the SEAL Team 6 goes in, Hillary orders the hit, and then Iran sends Osama bin Laden down to that hideout where he was supposedly hiding, but then they switch him out last minute.
Yes.
SEAL Team 6 goes in there, and they kill the decoy, and now they go up in the air, they finish their mission, but now they all know that they didn't kill Osama bin Laden, but America, everyone's celebrating in front of the White House that very moment. So now you've got a serious problem on your hands, and Iran says, guess what? We're going to tell the world that you lied to your people unless you send us the money. Is that basically what we're talking about in a nutshell here?
In a nutshell, that's exactly what happened. And the implications of this, you know, the administration in cohorts with Iran protecting bin Laden. And I have to say, I just heard the audio clip this morning of a congressman. He will be named. I won't name his name right now. Who is not a good guy, who is on these audio tapes with Allen talking about, well, let's hold off killing Osama bin Laden until the time is right so we can use him as a trophy. The word trophy wasn't used.
You heard a congressman say that.
Yes, I did. I heard it. I don't have the file. They have it. It's being released. It's given to the congressman last night. Media has it as well. Hopefully soon they'll release it. But I heard this. I heard that on the audio that they said, hold Osama until we're ready. And then what happened was Iran, last second, like you were saying, last minute, decided to take Osama out. And so there was a decoy, a double, whatever it was. When the SEAL Team 6 team came in to kill Osama, they had direct orders not to take the body back home. You saw with Saddam Hussein, it was all over the place. You know, his pictures were everywhere. They took the body. They did a DNA test, confirmed it was Saddam Hussein. But with bin Laden, it never happened. It never happened. They told them to basically throw his body parts over the mountains, which in the news media, they said it wasn't, they dropped his body in the water, which by the way is haram, which Allen explains, having lived in the Middle East over 20 years. He said that's haram. When you bury a Muslim, you bury them in the ground and their head faces Mecca. There is no way that they would ever, as a Muslim, and John Brennan being director of the CIA would know that because he's Muslim himself. He would know not to ask them to drop it off over the mountain. So the Navy, the SEAL Team 6 knew what was going on. And I'm sure they knew they were in big trouble. And obviously they were all slaughtered and all left to die by Obama administration. And what happened, like you said, Iran on audio tapes, it's going to come out, of making deals with the Obama administration and Joe Biden's administration, saying, if you do not send us $152 billion, we will release this information and you will not get reelected. So what now, did Obama well, you do?
You mentioned that money, but I also heard Perot say there was $2 billion that was also earmarked. So I don't mean to interrupt you, but please continue.
Nope. That's exactly what I was going to get to. Exactly. So there was $2 billion in cash that was sent from America to Iran. That $2 billion on audio is recorded. I haven't heard it, but I know we have it. Is that the administration said that $2 billion cash is going to go back to the Americans, back to the politicians in order to keep their mouth shut. So they sent, $150 billion, but $2 billion in cash so it can come back and take care of the people who are keeping this massive treasonous secret.
So $2 billion gets redirected of that $153 billion, gets redirected back to the United States. I can only assume that some of the people on that phone call were recipients of that dirty money, perhaps that congressman, perhaps John Brennan, Hillary Clinton. What are your thoughts?
That's right. And actually, there's also a lot of documents that points Clinton Foundation with terrorism in the Middle East, and also McCain's foundation also implicated there. This is explosive. And once the congressman is going to go through this evidence, there's a plethora of it. Once he realizes that this is legitimate, that this intel is coming from a source who is credible, not only that, Gary, but there are other operatives who have confirmed this information, specifically to Charles Woods, which I'm sure the congressman will speak to as well. So the implications of this is treason. Hang them. I'm sorry, I'm a Christian, but you are treasonous traitor gallows. You know, hang on the own gallows that you have set for us, our Americans. This is you in America. We protect our military men. We protect them. We don't let them die. We don't call off search and rescues. We don't call off CCO missions to rescue them out of Benghazi. This is absolutely disgusting. And I have a feeling that the mainstream media is not going to want to cover this, but they're going to have no choice because this information is already viral. That's why we released it last night. It went viral. The American people want to know what's going on, what has happened under our noses, how much were we lied to. We want to know the truth. It's time to know the truth. And Hillary Clinton and the Obama administration have known that there is a chance that this will come out. There is a hot chance this will come out. And that is why they never wanted President Trump to win. He wasn't supposed to win, according to them. They were trying to steal it from him. That's why they're trying to impeach him. That's why they're doing anything, even crashing an economy with a pandemic, COVID, to make sure that he doesn't get reelected. He will get reelected in Jesus' name. And when these documents do come out, when the congressman asks to hold hearings, subpoenas will come out. I'm ready. I don't know if you got your popcorn ready, Gary, but I got my popcorn ready for justice in this country. This 2020 has been crazy, but hopefully it's full of justice.
And I want to look at your Twitter here. You say a member of Congress received a majority of the documents last night. You also said a well-respected general that you all know and love said everything that came out is spot on. So you have a high-ranking general who's mm-hmm. confirmed all of this already.
Yes, this high-ranking general confirmed it with Charles Woods. He spoke to Charles Woods this morning and said everything that you have released is spot on. This general is going to be named. I'm not going to mention his name, but we all – a lot of people know who he is. He's very well loved. So spot on. Hopefully this is the October surprise people have been rumoring about for years, but this is it, Gary. This is it. And that's why I want to ask everyone that's watching right now to share this information with anyone that you can, your liberal friends, your lefty friends. Let them have a moment to break this down in their mind before it explodes on them on national television. And I hope it does. I don't see how they can get away from this, Gary. There's first of all, I have to say, with the amount of audios that I have heard, they can't have any excuses. There is no justification for what was caught on audio, pictures, documents that John Brennan signed. There's too much information for them to deny that this happened. Way too much. So I don't think it's a surprise that Kamala Harris pushed, you know, getting rid of nooses and for treason after the Justice Smollett case. I don't think it's a coincidence that all happened. We're about to have the most insane revelation of American history treason, the biggest that we've ever experienced in this country.
Now, what do we know about the whistleblower himself and how he got the information, his role in it all? I understand that he was actually a falconer. Am I right?
Yeah. That? Yeah, he was. How cool is this, Gary?
I'll tell you what. Let's pause this right here. Remember me talking years ago? I told you folks what happened in Benghazi. They were shuffling the weapons from Libya into Syria for the intelligence agencies created ISIS to pull the guy that, was, it's so evil in Syria. Yeah, we'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works.
Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Before I continue with this, remember a few things here. What did Hillary Clinton do with the Clinton Foundation? Now, I've been alluding to this, and I've been speaking about it for a couple of days now. And I said that no politician. This would be akin to a president shutting down their library. Okay? Every president has their library, right? That'd be like Richard Nixon before he died shutting down the Nixon library. You know, this supposedly, once your sins are forgotten or at least covered up or whatever the case may be, history will take a different view of you and there's your namesake on your library. Same thing, ladies and gentlemen, for foundations. These are politicians' legacies to the people, supposedly. What did Hillary Clinton do 2 days after she realized she lost the election? She shut the Clinton Foundation down. Now, I do not know this. This is speculation on my part, but years ago I got it right when I said they were funneling weapons from Libya once they killed Muammar Gaddafi. They set a coup up over there, basically. Thank you, CIA. Drug this guy around, killed him, and then start taking the weapons out of Syria to move them to ISIS, or I'm sorry, Libya, and to move them into the hands of the ISIS fighters in Syria, the other coup that was supposed to bring down the president of Syria. Remember that? And what is this well-known general that they're talking about? Could this possibly be General Flynn, The one that the FBI went after? I don't know. I'm asking the question here. I do not know the answer to it, but indications are, yeah. So that $2 billion that Iran sent back, what do you want to make a bet that it was sent to the Clinton Foundation for disbursement for the hush money? Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Let's continue with Franchi's interview. And you're listening right now. I wrote her name down here. Oh, Anna Kate. Let's continue.
He was a falcon trainer. I mean, who does that? He's a falcon trainer. I can't tell you much about him, but I will say this. He has been working in the Middle East for over 20 years, has very high level connections in the Middle East. And as you could tell by watching his video, he looks like a wizard. But, you know, he has to blend in. So he's very credible. The Obama administration know very, very well who he is. They're very familiar with him. Now, these recordings were literally recorded by Allen. Some of them were not, but most of them were. Wow. Phone calls, conversations, documents that he was privy to because he's working in the Middle East, and he has a lot of this information for a long time. But I will say the phone calls that I have heard, the majority of them are Allen on the phone with these congressmen and very high intelligence agencies.
So some more background, Anna. Perot said that a double agent provided DNA to a CIA station chief, that it was bin Laden in Abbottabad, and then they sent in SEAL Team 6, and they only told Obama about SEAL Team 6, the kill mission, after it was over, and then the radar was put back up so that they could not go back. It was a one-way trip, he said, and he says, we have witnesses who say that Hillary and Panetta were threatening Obama that if he didn't go along with the kill mission, that they would go to the press and he would not survive politically. That is when they pulled him off the golf course after it was over. The architects that he states, the whistleblower states, were Hillary Clinton, John Brennan, and Leon Panetta. SEAL Team 6 killed Osama's double, or a decoy, based on one of the wives who screamed that is why they didn't save the body. They threw the body parts over the mountains, and John Brennan told everybody to lie. So
that's right.
This is huge.
It's insane. And I want to have one little correction there about when Obama found out. From what I have heard, what they have told me, and what is in the interview as well, Allen said that the this is an interview they told me privately that this is Obama found out when it was too late for him to say no. The SEAL Team 6 were already on their way when Obama found out, and Clinton wanted this raid done, and apparently they had a feeling that Obama was going to say no to it for some reason, and there's some kind of blackmail there. I don't know if that's going to come out, but they sent these guys out from the Department of State, sent him out, and they told Obama later, while it was already too late to say no, and everything else he said was correct.
So Obama was briefed after the mission had already begun, but what's really bizarre is that Hillary called this mission. She's the one who was the architect of this mission with Brennan. And then, but last minute, the Iranians double-crossed and they pulled Osama out, which then created a massive problem for them, because now you have SEAL Team 6. Everyone's celebrating, like I said before, in front of the White House that Osama bin Laden's been killed. And now the Iranians go, guess what? Pay up. Pay up. I mean, who knows, like, to the extent of the architecture of this entire operation, maybe that was the plan all along so that they could get billions of dollars funneled back into the United States. I don't know. I'm just drawing out these different conclusions that could potentially be on the mark.
It's a good question. I don't know if they wanted to you know, if they necessarily didn't want Osama to be there. But he was being heavily protected for a long time. We knew where he was. The point is that Obama used him as a trophy kill to get reelected. And they were sitting on intelligence. They could have grabbed him anytime they wanted. I don't think it's a coincidence. I don't know that he's not there and that he wasn't there when they got there. So it's a good question. I don't know if we're ever going to find out that information, but it will leave it to the American people to decide what really happened.
I'm going to pull up your Twitter account again here. And you said you've got thousands and thousands of people. Oh, you also were a contestant on Survivor. I remember that. That's a really unique story there. So I want people to make sure they go to your YouTube channel as well to get this entire... I mean, I started watching this, as you can see on the screen here. This is the Benghazi Betrayal, Charles Woods and Nick No at AmFest USA. Now, this is the article I find to be very interesting. CBS News, 60 Minutes, spiked story on Osama bin Laden in Iran. The White House feared the story could have negative impact for the Obama reelection. So, this was already known. People knew this was that he was hiding out there and he was being protected.
Sorry, my computer charger's my computer's about to die. I missed that last question.
Well, I was just bringing up the point here from CBS News, 60 Minutes,
yes.
And this was already known, but now we have a major whistleblower coming forward. I know your computer is about to die, so I don't want to lose you. But Anna, thank you for taking the time to come on with me today and to break this news. We're going to continue to follow this story. Any final thoughts before your computer dies?
Final thoughts are this. Pray for these people. Pray for Alan Perot. Pray for Nick No. Pray for Charles Woods. Pray for these men and pray for our congressman that has these documents. Pray for the media to release it. Pray for this to go absolutely viral. It is already viral, and we don't even have all the documents out yet publicly. It will be slow drops. We will see little by little what has happened. And I'm telling you, it's going to explode everyone's mind, especially, I should say, including the Democrats. I know, I have a feeling they're going to try to say this is fake news, but they cannot deny the voices they will hear. They cannot deny the documents that are going to come out. Again, they never thought that Trump would have won, and they never thought thinking that these documents would ever come out. Pray for Alan's safety. He is out there in the Middle East. He is ready to be transported to a different area. I'll just say that, but just keep him in prayer, okay?
Anna, thank you so much. We certainly will do that. Lift all of them up in prayer so they can be protected. But this is tremendous information, and I cannot wait to hear the actual recordings as they go viral. It's going to be very difficult for the left to dispute these things, for Brennan and Hillary and whoever this congressman is. I'm anxious to find out who exactly this congressman is who was working with Brennan and Hillary. So you can keep that to yourself for now. I'm sure it will be breaking soon. Anna, thank you so much once again.
God bless everyone. God bless America. Justice is coming in Jesus' name.
Well, that does it. Donald Trump is now in league with Jesus. This makes him doubly dangerous. Do you see, ladies and gentlemen, why we were supposed to have 8 years of Dear Barack, and then we were supposed to have it minimally 4 years, but hopefully 8 years with Hillary Clinton? These arrogant people thought that by owning the medias, or at least controlling the medias, that they can put this narrative across, Russiagate, all this other shenanigans, Nancy Pelosi, out there trying to get Donald Trump out of office any which way she can. It seemed nonsensical to us. It seemed ridiculous. The Bill Gates Foundation was also mentioned here, along with the Clinton Foundation. Could this be why Bill Gates is, and I'm going to make a little assumption here, that they told Mr. Gates, look, we made you billions and billions of dollars. It's time to ante up. We got a little project for you. It's called the Scamdemic. And we need you to go along with this. And it's going to make a lot of people a lot of money. And I'm sure he's going to get greased in this as well. But why would you have somebody? This is a timid computer geek, folks. This isn't somebody that's battle-hardened. He's a loser geek. So how easy would it be to approach Mr. Gates and say, you know what? We need a little distraction here. We need you to go out there and start touting that everybody on this planet needs vaccinated. Whoa. Is this starting to make sense? Because I try to make sense of it. I'm sitting here and I'm watching this and I'm going, what in the hell is... How stupid and maniacal is this? Enter Hunter Biden. You know, JoJo's son. The one he loves so much. Getting millions of dollars in payoff. But see, that didn't make the news. I wonder if this will make the news. Don't count on it initially. Because I'll tell you exactly what's going on in Washington, D.C. right now. You've got Congress critters and senators in the cloakrooms bouncing up against the wall like pinballs on a pinball machine playing surface. You got, and if they are sitting down, you got the vinyl and the leather being sucked up off the chairs in Washington, D.C. Remember me saying, quoting the Jewish attorney, the great Mark Levin, when he made the observation last week that, look, folks, I hate to break this to you, but Donald Trump is the only person standing between you and abject tyranny in this country, and that was a true statement. Has Donald Trump started any more wars in the Middle East? No, he hasn't. Has he gone after Syria? No, he hasn't. Has he gone after Iran? No. Israel has. They've been waging war in Iran, and the news media is not reporting on it. But we're not invading Syria. We're not invading Iran. We're still drawing the troops down in Iraq because they finally figured out that once you go in and bust up a country and you got 90 factions running around trying to kill for their territory or whatever the case may be. No. And by Christmas, all the troops are going to be home from Afghanistan. Does this sound like a president to you that was the dark horse that was brought in? We can fool everybody here with all this at stake, folks. Can you now see why people were so rabid about getting Donald Trump out of office? Let me give you an example here.
Miss Clyde. So,
oh, shut up, Keith. I'm only going to hear you when I cue you up. Here is Keith Olbermann. And this guy, he's a player. He's one that can be trusted. Listen to this guy's rant. Now, Keith Olbermann used to do sports, I believe, was on the ESPN network. He is a pretty good sports broadcaster. Yeah. And then he is not a broadcaster anymore. Now he's doing quote-unquote news. Listen to what the madman is ranting about.
By understanding what might be a more awful truth still standing behind this demonic president.
Our best case scenario, our brightest outcome on election day is a landslide, so thorough and unequivocal that even Trump's enablers, the Republican Party, political whores, every one of them, will not go out onto the limb with him and try to overturn his election defeat in the courts or on the streets or with the military. It must be a win so overwhelming that they and these maggots who believe in fascism, the kind that Donald Trump has already brought to this country,
maggots,
scurry back into their holes. Now,
you notice, not deplorables. No, they're dead, flesh-eating maggots.
Disbelieving and shocked, but, like him, ultimately interested only in one thing, saving their own asses. Our best-case scenario is a defeated Trump having no alternative but to concede defeat. And yet, you know in your heart what would follow even that decisive and blessed moment. If Trump actually accepts losing, he will not even pause for breath before he immediately announces that he is seeking the presidency in 2024. And therein lies the real terror of this time of the madman. What he revealed about America, and to the unprincipled scum who have been for decades merely pretending they are not racist, they are not homophobic, they are not anti-Semitic, they are not anti-democracy, they are not obsessed with violence and death, the shy haters. What he revealed is they will not go away just because Trump concedes an election. They have been authenticated by him. They have been told that their failures are somebody else's fault. They have been reassured that their worthlessness is the result of enemy A, or enemy B, or enemy C. They have been given 5 years in the sunlight, and they are a blight that will be with us for generations. There can be no mistaking what is ahead of us in this best of possible scenarios, a period in which a Trump-led minority will continue to terrorize this country.
Ooh.
And Trump, whose only barely human delight comes from the applause of the morons in the crowd, we'll seek that pleasure again and endlessly until the day he dies. We unleash this terrorism via the activating mechanism of reality television. Trump unleashed his terrorists via the activating mechanism of encouraging them to hate.
Ooh.
Trump can be and must be expunged. The hate he has triggered, the Pandora's box he has opened, they will not be so easily destroyed. So,
Keith, buddy, you're trying your best, but it ain't going to work. Maggots we are now? Haters? What I'm seeing is a bunch of people that are for Donald Trump, that actually love America. They also love to eat and be able to pay their bills and live in a house. That's what they like. What were they responding to in 2016? The banker smash of this economy in 2008. Remember? All these, Hillary Clinton called them deplorables. People that believe in God, family, apple pie, Chevrolet. You know, these are the deplorables. That shocked this country. But you see, they weren't done yet. I'm sorry, Mr. Oberman. I interrupted your rant. It is most illuminating.
Let us brace ourselves. The task is twofold. The terrorist Trump must be defeated, must be destroyed,
terrorist,
must be devoured at the ballot box. And then he and his enablers and his supporters and his collaborators and the Mike Lees and the William Barrs and the Sean Hannitys and the Mike Pences and the Rudy Giulianis and the Kyle Rittenhouses and the Amy Coney Barrett
don't forget
must
John
be
Stepmark
prosecuted
I
and
feel
convicted
left out
and removed from our society. Ooh. While we try to rebuild it and to rebuild the world Trump has nearly destroyed by turning it over to a virus.
Whoa! What? Do you see, folks, why this FBI story? I smelled a rat in Michigan the minute I saw this. The FBI claiming that, well, these white militia guys wanted to kidnap and kill the little Gretchen in Michigan. Have you seen how much that has gained traction? I heard the dead cat bounce from here, haven't you? And what was the culmination of this? Well, it was Trump that facilitated this, and the hate against this governor for these white people, these white militia members that actually turned out to be Antifa accent. Yeah. What? They were activists for Antifa. This is the modus operandi of the FBI. They've been caught with their knickers down around their knees several times, and it looks like it's going to get a whole lot worse. I'm sorry, Keith. Finish up. You only have a minute or so left of your rant. Got to get it all in for the sake of clarity and fairness.
Remember it. Even as we dream of a return to reality and safety and the country for which our forefathers died, that the fight is not just to win an election, but to win it by enough to chase, at least for a moment, Trump and the maggots off the stage and then try to clean up what they left. Remember it, even though to remember it means remembering that the fight does not end November 3rd, but in many ways will only begin that day.
And hopefully, clowns like yourself, Mr. Keith Olbermann, will be scared crapless after the November 3rd election once everything starts to unravel. And like I said earlier, we're going to find out what Bob Barr is made out of. Is this guy as tough as he looks? Hey, he looks like he could be a mafia don with that look on his face. Let's find out what Mr. Barr is made out of. And to see if he's been withholding stuff, because you see, ladies and gentlemen, if he would have started going after people in a major way publicly, oh, of course, this would have been, oh, well, the Justice Department is just in there. These little maggots are trying to help Trump win another election. You can see how that would play out. So my question here is, Bob Barr been holding back until after November 3rd? Because you heard Olbermann, oh, no, this is not going to be over on November 3rd. Oh, no, no. To me, he just told me that Trump wins. And if there's any doubt that Biden and Kamala Harris have absolutely no support, they've got the big moneyed corporations dumping millions and millions and millions of dollars into Joe's pockets. These are the very same people that are going to go along with the maggots as long as they got their cut. Now, reality is starting to set in with all these people have been carrying the water for these Marxists. Hell, even the NBA is getting wind of it because you know what? They go, you know what? After this season, which the NBA season is over, did you know, Mike, that there was actually a playoff and a winner in the NBA? I didn't. Because who cared? Nobody was watching it because they did their Black Lives Matter crap and everybody else figured out this is a communist coup. Well, they've actually said, the NBA says, well, we're going to stop the Black Lives Matter thing for next season. Gee, you think? We'll take your phone calls into the next hour. Holy mackerel, folks. Truth is a funny thing. You can try to mask it, you can try to hide it, you can try to bribe it, you can try to bury it, but eventually it sees the light of day. And courageous people will lift up that truth and expose it to other people. Yeah. All you Trump maggots out there. Wow. Trump maggots. Dead flesh eating fly larvae. Second hour coming up.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.